The Peeler Art Center at DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana, is currently hosting an exhibition by Caleb Weintraub, Associate Professor of Painting at IU's Hope School of Fine Arts. The show takes us far beyond painting and far out of this world, WFIU's Yael Cassander reports.
Inside the gallery with Caleb Weintraub's large paintings and life-size installations, you start to think that you've been locked in the It's a Small World ride at Disneyland after hours. It's as if Weintraub has revealed the shadow side of Disney's multicultural fantasy world. The children of all nations and races, decked out in their traditional garb, have finally dropped the treacly singing and are running amok. They're riding ostriches and shooting arrows at one another. It seems we've left Disneyland for no man's land and it's open season. It's scary stuff, and it's been even scarier.
One time I had a job interview. It was when I was doing much more aggressive, confrontational images with cherubs with guns and things like that. And this one guy, I could tell he was not liking the work very much, and he was upset by what he was seeing. And he looked up and said, "Well, what exactly do you do in your classrooms?" So I said, "Oh, well, I usually hand out a whole bunch of semi-automatic weapons, and the last one standing gets the A."
Just a little dark humor.
So three of them were like laughing really hard, and he was not laughing at us. I don't think I got that.
Indeed, it's hard not to see the world Weintraub creates in his paintings, multimedia installations, and digital prints as some bleak dystopian future.
You know, I do find it chilling. I mean, I'm not an alarmist about it, but I also do wonder, you know, this next transition into if there's another kind of phase of existence or something. It is a little unsettling.
But more than a prediction, the work is an inquiry.
I think with children always, they represent some sort of uncertain future.
And it's not so much the atom bomb or irreversible climate change that keep us from being able to count on things in this future, but a crisis of culture.
All the mythologies that we've developed as, you know, humans over the course of history have been completely mangled. You know, there are characters that appear that it could be Saint Sebastian, they could be Santa Claus, they could be piñatas.
And the children are left to sift through all this cultural debris.
Maybe the people who came before them had lost their faith in a lot of these narratives, and now they're left with the vestiges of narratives, and they're trying to piece together to create their own myth. But of course, that may not be any more sound than the ones that had been jettisoned.
In a way, the fate of the children navigating a world full of heterogeneous cultural artifacts is not unlike that of the painting student trying to find something to say. Weintraub made fairly traditional landscapes, portraits, and abstract compositions as an undergrad at Boston University.
Somebody made a comment at some point with some of my earlier work that it was starved of imagination, and I didn't feel that I was starved of imagination, but I agreed with the criticism.
Working alongside video and digital artists in the MFA program at the University of Pennsylvania raised the bar for Weintraub, as did current events.
When I was in graduate school, 9/11 happened, and that, on some level, I mean, I don't think it directly relates to the narrative of my work, but it did shake me up in terms of feeling like if I'm standing here playing with crayons as an adult, I ought to really believe in what I'm doing and push it all the way to the end.
Pushing it to the end meant embracing the epic impulses he had repressed in school while acknowledging the rudderlessness of contemporary culture.
Maybe it's a little bit about the chaos and despair of not having a narrative.
Embracing digital techniques and multimedia installation is another way of expressing ambivalence about what Weintraub calls the sticky history of painting.
I do have an uncomfortable relationship with it because I think that painting in Western history, it was propaganda for imperial aims.
So paint, in Weintraub's pictures and the 3D installations, stars as itself, mountains of multicolored blobs that weigh down the child figures or punctuate their rituals. Painting is no longer a language, but an artifact in a world cluttered with them.
Inside the paintings, wrapped in the paintings, is that longing. It's not really a total nostalgia for a time when painting mattered, but there's a bit of that too. There's a bit of longing for a time when things were clear and simple and made a lot of sense.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.